My name is Velocity Child. Every Thursday at the stroke of midnight, step into the parlor of Fallen Woman. We will be waiting for you here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
It really got...
You're listening to Fallen Woman on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm here a juicy crew. And we'll start with Michael for Micah Jones.
Hola.
Richard Pryor Jr.
Yo, what's up?
Sequinet Janesfield.
Bonsoir.
Face Boy.
My downstairs mouth is juicy.
John Van Allen.
I do believe I'll throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Ooh, fuck it.
Shrimping and wetness and oof.
Face Boy, do you want to talk about some cat pod magic?
Yeah, definitely. So there's this new thing out for cats and cat lovers. It's called the cat pod.
Mm-hmm.
And Velocity got one for my cat, Allie, for Christmas.
Yes, I did.
And she immediately took to it. Like, she wouldn't... She was like, this is the best thing ever. And she was... Allie usually divides her time between me and my mother's room. I take care of my mother. She's 84 years old. It's the right thing to do, goddammit. But my mother started getting jealous. She was like, Allie's not hanging out with me anymore.
She liked the pod so much.
She's not hanging out.
What's that?
What's a cat pod?
Yeah.
Can you describe
it? It's a big felt cave with a hole in it.
Isn't that a vagina?
And it's like a womb. It's very womb-like. You're not kidding.
They can go inside of it.
It is.
Or like, they can flatten it out.
If you just Google cat pod cat cave.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like a fancy bed house.
It's made out of a certain wool from New Zealand that they go crazy over.
So then Velocity gets a second cat pod.
Like Marina
for my mother's room.
Oh.
I did.
She did. She literally did. She's like, fuck it.
And now you can't get your mom out of it.
Oh, look at it.
Yeah, there it is. That's
it's
it.
Merino wool, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, it's exactly Merino wool.
So I reported back to Velocity that Allie is now back to spending her time fairly. I was going to say democratically, but it's...
Oh, they look gorgeous.
Oh, I like
that.
They look amazing.
Yeah.
Can humans fit in those?
Yeah, I wish.
So I reported back to Velocity.
You see, the cats are quite happy in the pods.
How about this?
I'm showing them photos on Amazon.com. Just go to Amazon.com and type in cat cave cat pod. And these felt pods come up that are genius for them. When they want to hide, they can climb inside. And when they want to cuddle, they can sit on top.
Oh, I'm going
to
get one for Jack. Wow.
Yeah.
It's super cute.
So then Velocity, getting this report from me, got a cat pod for another friend of hers.
Yes.
Who had recently gone through a very difficult time.
Yes.
And the same fucking thing happened. Immediately. The cat got in there, just like they know it's theirs. Like, oh my god, this is mine and it's the best thing ever. And then I was like, well, Velocity, you have two cats. What up with no
cat
pods?
That's when
for
I was
them?
Like, well, okay, I guess I'll be getting some cat pod for myself and my
kitties. Don't have any here?
I do now.
What happened?
Oh, you do now?
And they dived right in and fell in love and they were so grateful.
Wow.
Great for radio.
I don't know. Every time I buy my cat, though, she just wants to be in a cardboard box.
I guess
cardboard.
I guess we should let everybody know that
just
merinos are endangered species, by the way.
No, who's
it's a beautiful
cat.
Pussy.
And killing so many merinos for these gorgeous.
But here's Face Boy's kitty coming out of the pod.
So cute.
Very cute.
Oh, can everybody see that? Can everybody see that? Look. Okay.
It's so cute.
She's the cutest.
Little Allie.
Is this the Fallen Woman or is this a carpet munching
hour? Look at this.
And by the way,
God.
Speaking of Allie.
It's like a lesbian hour right now.
Speaking of Allie,
come on.
I'm talking about teens.
Yeah,
face boys.
That should be on Amazon. Not that. Not that.
Right?
She's the cutest.
I mean, that's another one.
Oh my God, that's a postcard.
Look at her eyeballs.
And
look
right now,
this
being February 3rd, this is exactly 2 years since she came in through the window. She was a
she literally crawled into the window like a Beatles song.
Yeah, she came in through the bathroom
yes!
window.
Yes.
That's gorgeous.
She was a stray. She was scared. She was hungry. She was, you know, she was looking
for a new home.
She was looking to survive.
Yeah.
Are
we talking about a cat or Velocity? What's going on?
It's
quite similar. I don't blame
you. No wonder you get along.
I don't blame you for a second. He is talking about his cat.
It took about a month.
What pussy are we talking about?
It took about a month to gain her trust. And then we had the polar vortex. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
The polar vortex, like the coldest shit that could fucking happen on the planet.
Yes.
Due to the global warming, due to all
the
shit.
The coldest
that
winter we had.
And
a year back.
And so I like posted a picture of Allie outside, and people were like, hey, dude, you can't let that happen. So I built a little shelter that I learned how to build on the web, and she wasn't getting into it. And then I was like, well, come through this way. And then Allie basically said to me, open the fucking window. Just open the fucking window, you idiot. I've been hanging out on your windowsill.
I come in the window, not know by now.
Just open the fucking window,
another way in.
So I open the window. She's like, yes, yes.
Thank God it's fucking cold out there, asshole.
And so she was my cat, and
she
so
claimed him.
She claimed me, but just 2 days ago, in the lobby, my mother said to a neighbor, it's my cat's birthday.
Oh.
We were on our way to lunch. And at lunch I said, so Mom, by the way,
Allie
has brought
so much joy to his mother,
must say. I said, Mom, by the way, I want to point out that Allie has gone from my cat to our cat
to your cat.
Your cat. Oh. Just calling it out.
Well, it's Velocity's fault. She got the pod.
Mm-hmm.
For your mom.
Well, the pod came after.
Taking over. Pod people.
Oh, and did you hear about the bobcat that got out of the zoo?
No.
Okay,
What?
Its name is Ollie.
Is Ollie still alive?
Ollie is doing fine.
So this is not like the sad story where
Ollie is doing fine.
The guy that thought he was Jesus dived into the lion's den and the lions got shot.
Ollie came back home. Ollie's doing fine. But my mom came to me and she goes, did you hear about this bobcat that's missing? That's named Allie? Like, she just heard Allie.
Yeah. When you're like North Carolina.
Like, when you're 84 years old and you don't get out of the apartment that much, your world becomes what's around you. Like, and her world is me, it's Allie. If there's a fly in the apartment, she talks to my family about, oh, there's a fly, because that's news. There's a fly in the apartment. that suddenly becomes news. So Ollie became
flies
Allie.
Are very complex
and I didn't
creatures.
Want to tell her that Allie is actually Ollie. Sorry, what were you saying?
Flies are very complex creatures.
Yes, they are.
How's that?
Tell us
how. How's that?
We've been waiting to hear from
Stop.
You.
Stop.
Okay,
weird.
First thing she says is about flies. Go for it.
I want to hear about flies. You're on, girl. You're on.
Well, you know, I mean, I do have a fly number. And
yeah.
I have a whole mockumentary.
I would love to see this fly number. I've
seen
your moon number.
Maggie the maggot.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, I like the idea of a fly because they're like social outcasts, but they're actually very complex creatures.
They're like the rats of the insect world.
Yeah, but they have very complicated brainwave patterns.
Like rats.
Like they have very like complicated thought processes.
Rats are smart as fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But we just cast, and they're also very beautiful. But we just cast them aside.
How do you feel about the extinction of the bumblebee?
Oh, has that happened?
Yeah, that's just crazy.
It's been, it actually was
and the monarch
an
butterflies
creature this week.
Yeah. The monarch butterflies are
but
on the way up
But they're playing
too, right?
it down because it's so frightening.
but I haven't heard of.
Yeah, it's like
if we don't have bees, we're gonna die. Bees create oxygen.
And I think it's with all the cross pollinization and all the other environmental impact of not having that food chain there.
It's the pesticides.
You know.
They kill the flies. If we didn't try to kill the flies, we wouldn't kill the bees.
Well, so
now, this went from happy, happy kitty talk to
right?
End of the world real fast.
Real
well. Where the fuck do we go from here?
Kitties to death.
Cats are so cute. Hang on, can I just lighten the mood for a second?
Oh, please.
Okay,
please,
well, on a positive note, there's no more global warming. Because we got rid of that shit, right?
God,
Trump
yes.
got rid of a lot of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, Trump got rid of it, so we're fine.
3 years.
You're
3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. It's the hottest year in history.
Yeah.
Am I getting my facts
right? Yeah.
3 years
and
in a row.
And springtime is still snowing in
year in history.
Yeah.
And I feel so fucking bad for my nieces and nephews who won't get to experience summer, spring, winter, fall like I did. You get summer and winter, and you get like this little shit in between.
It's well, you true. Grew up That's in it. Greenwich Village.
But
yeah.
they'll be able to experience it in one day now.
Yeah.
True. Oh, it was winter yesterday.
Yeah. And now it's
summer. Oh, it's summer today.
What time is it? You know.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I feel bad for, you know, like a lot of people in my generation, they shit on the millennials. Penny Arcade, who I respect so much. She spent
her
a
show?
Third of her last solo show just shitting on millennials.
I have mad respect and her for that. I can't
no,
say.
I'm
sorry.
No, I don't respect her for that. I disagree
I
with her
on
for
some
that.
Level.
I respect her
it's
for
like, it's
many
like, you
things.
Know, yelling at the handicapped.
Thank you.
It is. Yeah. No, they don't know anything.
Can I get like a
know?
Little, yes.
They really don't
know. Skin on that.
You know,
yeah.
they're clueless.
I disagree with that as well. I think that they're very well informed. I think that they're excellent problem solvers. I think that they have inherited so many problems. It's too goddamn much for them to solve. So they're doing what.
Listen, when it comes to being gender blind and all that stuff, color blind, all that, they're great. They're great. They're very optimistic. But they have no social skills. They don't, you know, they expect everything instant because Google gives you every answer instantly, so they don't retain information. And that, you know, there's so much about the millennials, it's not their fault. Technology has changed these people.
Yes.
It has made them unable to sit in a room and have a conversation.
They can't do that.
They're all on their phones. You go to anywhere where there's people that are under 30, they're all on their phones. They're sitting at a dinner table. No one's talking to each other. They're all on their phones. I will go out to eat with people at dinner, and I'll get a text from someone across the table.
No.
And I'll be like, why aren't they talking to me? Why are they sending this text? We should go soon. I'm like, well, why don't you just say it across the table? Like,
yeah.
It's a secret? Like, oh, okay, let me think of something, you know, to get us out of here. Like, what, you know?
It's true.
They've got that against them. But as far as, like, the way they see the world as one world, the way we've all wanted to see it, because that's what technology has done, is it's brought the world into our phone. We can be anywhere in the world on our phone. So they have that one world mentality, but I don't think they have like the basics to, you know, get up in the morning and have a productive day in the actual world that they have are connected to.
All
Does
right,
that make
but
sense?
On a more base level, they fuck our generation.
That's true.
They
love the oldies.
They literally love to fuck our generation.
You know why though?
And
because
when
we're
was,
teaching them.
When I was 30, you know, someone who was 20 would be like, ew, you're 30, gross.
Yeah, true.
And now
true.
I'm 51, and someone who's 20 is like, oh, wow, you're hot.
Yeah.
And
they've all got a daddy complex. They've all got a daddy
yeah.
complex.
And you know, I like to fuck people. I don't care if they're 20. I don't care if they're 50.
And there's nothing wrong with calling somebody
you know?
Daddy.
Yeah. It's,
yeah,
we've
got some issues to work out.
I don't
be not judged.
I'm called daddy all the time.
I don't age discriminate.
Cry daddy if you need to.
Oh, I feel sorry for you guys.
I don't age discriminate.
I have a son, so
I will have sex based on who I'm attracted to on a physical, mental, spiritual level.
Even if it breaks the law?
Fortunately, I don't have attractions to those people where I would be breaking the law. But the millennials, they do kind of discriminate against their own.
They really do, yeah.
And you have mentioned this as well.
Well, Bill Maher said it best recently in one of his outgoing shows posts, you know, like things not to do. It was in regards to don't, you know, here's the thing. While we were busy shaving each other and PCing each other to death, we allowed a monster into the White House. And the Tea Party got busy. And everybody else got busy. But all the liberals were busy pointing fingers at each other and shaming each other for the right wordage, instead of focusing on the real deal.
And the millennials?
All I'm saying is PC is fucking stupid.
Okay, what does that have to do with the millennials? Weren't we talking about
everything is millennial with PC.
Oh, PC.
Oh, yeah, that's PC. True.
Right.
I was lost on that.
So, yeah. While we were busy PCing each other to death, all these other people got to work putting a monster into the White House. That's what Bill Maher stated. Mm. And that's where I stand on that. Like, you may not, you can agree to disagree. You have to stand together. Otherwise, these conservatives will barrel on through.
I'm lost.
Why are you lost? Here's the thing.
I'm lost because we were talking about millennials, and you said
we
were
talking
about
millennials who PC people to fucking death.
The millennials do.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, there.
Instead of policing people in your own tribe, why don't you focus on the real enemy?
I see exactly where you're going with that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we've spent so much time PCing each other to death. We haven't focused on the real enemy. Stop fighting each other. Start fighting the real enemy.
That's true.
That's what I'm fucking saying. You know what
that's been one of my taglines. Fight the real enemy.
You know what upsets me? That what people think? People think that we're fighting Trump because he won. And I said, that's not what it is. It's what he said to win.
Yeah, it's how he got there.
It's how he got there. Yeah, how he got there.
But what I don't understand is why is
hate crime has risen. Okay. Domestic crime has risen. Yeah. Rape has risen.
Shut up! No, just kidding.
But that's my point.
It has, yeah.
You know, and it's considered acceptable. It's par for the course now. Because we have allowed this monster...
My whole point with the, listen, Republicans throughout time for me, it's like, I'm not against all their policies, but why is it that every time a Republican runs for office, they have to do inhumane things? They have to take rights away or hate on somebody. I never see a Democrat being like, okay, I'm running for president, we're going to, you know, lower taxes, better shitty minimum wage jobs for everybody, and all rich white people aren't allowed to ride in the front of the bus. You know, it's like, why? We never had that platform. Like, you know, like, yeah. It's ridiculous that every time a Republican runs for office, there's always some minority that's going to get fucked by them, you know? And that's my issue with the fucking Republicans, and that's where fucking religion comes in.
Well, I think it's also important...
Well, they use religion as an excuse.
It's all about inequality.
And it's not, it should be it's called not the Holy everyone's Book of Excuses. Religion. It's a Christian religion-based thing, and it's not everyone's religion. Okay? I'm fucking pagan. They don't represent me religiously. Okay?
I don't know why people
If they want to tell me what to do with my body, they need to go fuck themselves. They are not my government as long as they decide to tell me what to do with my body. End of fucking story.
I think a lot of people feel that way, period, about like that's
I think
government
any rational person would feel the same.
I think government should keep peace and control people in a certain, you know, so people don't rape and pillage, but I think people should have freedom, and that's what America was. It was based on freedom. And it seems like with Trump in office, when he was running, it was about taking freedoms away. And I think that's what scared people, and that's why we had protests, because it was all of a sudden these freedoms that we had were there on the chopping block. And
going back to what you were saying about protesting, we're fighting against ignorance and inequality. That's what it boils down to.
And
that's
now
it.
It's
that's
a religious
that's
ban. What,
that's all it boils
and
down
just
to.
That's horrific.
Yeah.
Ignorance and equality, whether you're black or white or gay or straight or trans or whatever.
Right.
You know,
Hitler was with his problem was with Jewish religion.
And now they're going to build a wall.
Now
Jeez,
it's
where
Muslim
has a wall been
religion
built before?
With
Let
Trump.
Me think,
yeah.
What's the difference?
And I think it's important to keep in mind, like while we're having this discussion about the American people and Trump, the majority of Americans did not vote for Trump. We know this. The majority of Americans.
He did not get the popular vote.
By
it's not about numbers. Like, it's about space.
Yeah.
Like, all of us, like,
the waiting in that
even these
wait,
PC
territory.
Millennials,
speaking, hold on.
We're talking about, like, are concentrated on the coast. And, like, the way everything's figured out in this country is about space. Like, people in the middle of the country are populating like rabbits.
Yeah.
All the intellectuals on the coast are too busy to do that because they want to, like, live their interesting intellectual lives. And maybe have one or two kids. Whereas everybody else is having, like, 7, 8, or 12 kids.
That they can't afford.
And brainwashing them to think this way. So those millennials are not interested in being PC. They're interested in Trump. They're interested in what they've been taught. And, like, we're just, even though there's more of us, like, we're concentrated in these, like, particular spaces.
Yeah, it's like what I said before.
Actually,
anybody that lives on a coast or a border, they're more liberal because they see people from other countries and other places. But middle America, those fucking idiots don't leave their
hometown.
And that's
so much more
rude.
Like, if we wanted to all, like, move to Montana and, like, breed, we could, like, fix
breed.
But none of us want to do that.
Right.
We have
that's
better
true.
Shit to do.
That is true.
However,
but honestly, that's
oh, what
we would
breed soldiers and
however,
we could breed some soldiers to die. And we're here to be breeders for slavery
well, that's what
and prison.
They do. That's why they're
so
in power.
You're really taking it old school.
But
and soldiers to die. That's
but,
nice.
But speaking
Sweet.
To the secret net, and I'm sorry.
That's why I think they have an issue with abortion.
And I'm sorry to disagree with you on the few points that you bring up. There is a fact that if only millennials had the power to vote, Bernie Sanders would be president
yes.
right
yeah,
now.
That, I read
that
too.
Is an absolute
yeah.
fact that
yeah.
is that is. I mean, you could bring up alternative facts to dispute
facts.
This, but if
yeah, but are you just
facts,
looking at numbers? Or are you looking at the
100%
numbers and where they are?
Like on this,
like
I can't.
It's electoral college. I mean, if you're just looking at numbers, yes.
Even
but unfortunately, that's not. It's not just
if,
about.
If
I think what George Carlin said was
about,
correct about
if
abortion.
If we're talking about either electoral college or popular votes, if only the millennials were allowed to vote, Bernie Sanders would be our president right now. That is a fact.
Or they're the only ones.
Would,
period. No one else.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If no one else was allowed to vote, if only millennials were allowed to
and
vote.
And how? I mean, how are we defining millennials exactly?
Also? Anyone under 30.
Well, if only blacks were allowed to vote, Hillary Clinton would have won.
Hello. Well, she did win.
Well, she did.
Yeah, there's
technically.
That.
Technically.
No, there's that, yeah.
In my opinion.
Yes. Well, see, the same thing happened to Al Gore with Al Gore.
I wonder if I'm only defending millennials because I love fucking them.
Yeah, that's
the same thing. Well, they do, you know, men
so
do
bad.
Shit with their dicks. Right?
Yeah, that's not...
Oh, Sequinette. Tell me some more.
And I'm shutting up for the
I
moment.
Agree with you thoroughly on that level. Don't worry.
I say, you know, if I ran for president, it'd be spayed and neuter. All people.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
Spayed and
well,
neuter. That'll solve global warming. That'll solve
only.
So
we're
much.
We're so overpopulated.
Spayed and neuter. China gave you one. We shouldn't give
the
any.
The whole pro-life
they,
thing,
they
I don't even
they
get
they have
anymore
that too now.
Because
yeah,
we're
changed
like
the rules
mad
here,
overpopulated.
Right. But still, it's too late.
Spayed and neuter. That's what I say. You know.
My shit's too old to do anything anyway.
What?
What?
My shit's too old to do anything anyway.
Dude, Charlie Chaplin
not
procreated well into his old
okay.
age.
Okay.
So.
Unless butt babies are coming out, I don't
I'm
know
sure
how the hell that's going to happen.
Butter.
No, I ain't having no butt babies.
I'm sure you got
right.
plenty of baby butter.
Yep.
Thank you, Francis.
You're welcome.
This is the fallen angel update.
That
baby
one from,
butter,
that's why she
yeah.
wants abortion. Listen to that mouth. Jesus.
Okay. For my What was your craziest moment on stage?
Craziest moment on stage.
Tell
There's
me,
so
please.
Many.
Think of like your favorite.
I think my most
cray cray.
My most craziest well-known show was a birthday show I did. I don't remember how old I was turning, but it was when Giuliani was running for office. And I was losing my mind because...
Of course.
I didn't want him, you know... I think it was he already elected or running. I don't remember. It was around that time period. I did this whole anti-Giuliani...
Torturing nightlife.
Did this whole anti-Giuliani show where I'd back up dancers in jockstraps with Giuliani masks on. And then they took the masks off and peed on him. And then at one point they like got on their knees and then I shit blood all over them from my ass. Like, it was really insane. It was like an insane show.
That's so cool.
And my costume
Something
was all
the
tits.
Family.
This is why you're my drag
show.
Daddy, baby.
And then my costume was all tits in the front and asses in the back. It's my tits and ass show. Because Giuliani was attacking all the adult-related businesses from the sex clubs to the bookstore.
Shutting them all down.
Well, he
pissed.
Wanted to make them all hookers instead of just like...
I was just really pissed, you know. That's when he
sex
cleaned
artists.
Up the city. And now our fucking city isn't for the people that live here. It's for fucking tourists, you know? Like,
yeah,
I don't want to go to fucking Times Square to those fucking stores. I go there and it's fucking annoying, you know?
Yeah.
Before I used to go and it was exciting and a little scary. You'd be like, oh shit, it's just like the 1970s movies. There's fucking porno everywhere and there's drug dealers and people passing on the streets. I loved it. I was terrified, but it was exciting and exhilarating. You were in the jungle of the city.
It was real.
Now you're walking through fucking Times Square and you're like, you want to become that person who shoots everybody in the McDonald's. Whatever, you know? It's like,
Yes! This
is why people go fucking nuts, you know? I was like, shit. Back then you didn't want to shoot anybody. You're just like, please don't let me get shot. That's one person. But this environment makes you want to kill everyone, mass killing. This is where it comes from. This is why we gotta stop corporations from taking over everything. Can you imagine, like, being like, oh, I'm traveling the world, and then your photo book is like, you at Starbucks in fucking Hong Kong, you at Starbucks, like, every fucking picture just looks like the same city, but you're going all over the world. That's like my nightmare.
That's Black Mirror right now.
And that is fucking happening right now, you know? Like, why travel? Why travel anymore? Why see culture? Because we don't... Obviously, we don't like cultures because we want to put borders and not let anybody in. So we don't want other cultures. We don't want to learn anything. We just want our one world with our 20 stores and our 5 thoughts. You know? Wake up, shit, eat, you know, rip somebody off, cash a check. Oh, shit, I've upset Richard
Pryor Jr.
He's a Starbucks supporter. He's really upset right now.
Vape cigarette. You don't hold it like weed. You just smoke it like a cigarette.
You didn't tell me what it was, Mama.
He thought it was crack. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm so sorry. No, that was a vape pen.
That's a great story. I love that story.
Thank you. So it's actually a reality. It's true.
Yeah, we're not going to Times Square tomorrow.
It's true.
How do you feel all about this Trump nonsense, Richard Pryor Jr.?
It's utter bullshit.
Then you shouldn't have voted for him. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, really. What? Oh my God. The look he just gave.
Can you imagine?
The look he just gave you when you said that.
Can you imagine Facebook?
I swear to God.
I vote for the Caucasian
He
man.
Looked at you like he just showed his mama. Don't you do that.
Oh, speaking of... Oh, can I tell a story? My most embarrassing story?
I love your stories.
My most embarrassing story. I don't know if I've told this before.
He's a great storyteller.
So, I was in the Navy and everything, and I had this party, and, you know, everybody was, like, you know, getting real high, and I had drugs in every room and all this stuff, and the party was over. So, I'm laying in my bed, and there's a guy there, and then the door knocks, and then I go to open up my bedroom door.
Yes.
There's my roommate, Kevin, looking at me. And I'm like, what? And he just stares at me, and I'm like, what the fuck? What's the fuck's the problem? And he wasn't saying anything, so then I slam my door, go back and lay down. The door knocks again. So I'm like, I'm pissed off now because, you know, hungover and everything. I'm just like, what the fuck? So I go to the door, and I fling the door open, swing it open, and my other roommate, David, looks at me and says, what's that on your nose? Like, what are you talking about? So I go to the bathroom, and I have this Dairy Queen looking curl of dried shit on the tip of my
nose. Oh, shit. Oh, from, my God.
From tossing salad, and I was so high.
What?
I didn't realize it.
I remember.
Dude, raise your glass. Raise something made out of glass. Yes.
Yeah.
Cheers to that.
So
cheers.
I'm doing a comedy. I'm doing my, actually my first comedy show in Mesa, Arizona in June. And I'm going to tell them my one of my stories. I have no shame.
No, and that's why you're here.
I'm surprised he saw it on your nose. And the same color?
No, I don't look like shit, motherfucker. Get it straight.
You said you were asleep.
No, I'm Caramel Macchiato.
You were wearing white face to bed? I don't get it. I'm confused.
I love it.
And how did he know you had knock on your door to tell you had shit on your nose?
I love it.
How did he? Why did he knock on your door to tell you had shit on his nose? Did
he
put the shit in there? And he forgot to tell you before he went to bed and came back? Hey, I forgot to tell you, you had shit on your nose from eating my ass.
No, those. It was a white.
Oh, that's why the shit showed up on you.
I've never been with anyone chocolate.
What? You're a racist.
My wife was black, though.
Oh, well,
your
that's
wife
why you're
gay. Is black, but you're down with the white boy.
I'm down with the swirl.
The swirl.
Thank God.
Sequinet.
Thank God.
Obviously, he was obviously tired of being dominated and wanted to be the dominant one.
No,
he went
she was
man.
After.
Oh.
She was after. She was when I was a minister.
Oh, after the dragon, everything?
Yeah.
Did she fit into your class?
I became a minister and used to speak and do speaking engagement evangelists against homosexuality.
You did?
Yeah.
You were speaking against homosexuality?
Against homosexuality.
What?
Wow.
For
that's,
real?
Yeah, we're back. We're back to the homophobia in the black community.
It wasn't. It was the religion. Because what it was my thing was that, you know, I thought that, you know, me getting in church and everything, especially Pentecostal, that, you know, it's a thing you think in your mind, your program, oh, I can be cured. So you believe it. You're believing in
my
everything.
Pence. You're believing
because
my
you're not active in it and you're not doing it and it's keeping you from it. You're thinking you're totally cured.
And every night when you go to bed, you're like, I really like this.
I just need some pussy.
It just tastes like dick.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Oh, that's my own dick. No, but I get it. You know, this is why I think religion is just such a fucking cancer on our society.
Man.
Listen, maybe it helps drug addicts and freaks and people who are fucked up not be so fucked up. But think about it. Those are the people that are religious. They're already fucked up.
Yes.
So they need that religion to, like, keep them in check.
To validate
so it's them. Like, fuck you. And then they got to judge other people because they're so fucked up that they got to judge someone else and repress someone else. It's like, bitch, just get your shit together. You don't need no fictional book to make you a good person. Just be a fucking good person. What was that song, People Have the Power?
Speaking of backs, my grandmother was a hoe.
Right.
And my great-grandmother was a man.
When you say your grandmother and your great-grandmother.
My dad's mother was a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And my great-grandmother was a madam.
And was she disappointed in her daughter for being a prostitute, not a madam?
It wasn't
she's
her
like,
daughter.
Why can't
it wasn't her daughter.
Carry on the family tradition.
She's like,
it
you're
was
just
her daughter.
You gotta be the
madam. It was a family business. They were letting bootleggers. And I remember when one of the whores came. Not one of the whores, but. One of the tricks came to the house. I was like 5 years old. And they were like, where's Maxine? And I said, oh, she's in there turning a trick. Mm-hmm. And then I sold them some bootleg. Cause they were bootleg.
Oh, you were working too?
They were bootleggers too. Well, I'd serve them. They told me, you know, take $5 for the bottle.
And that's a family business, you know. There's nothing wrong with it. Did you see Best Little Whorehouse in Texas? It's cute. Hookers are really dancing.
Well,
fabulous.
It was legal there, though.
You know.
Wasn't it legal there? Yeah,
in Texas?
This wasn't legal.
Oh, you were underground.
Oh, yeah, this was total.
I mean, in relationship to Trump or just...
And,
yeah, how has it affected dog grooming?
Well, one thing is that I have learned which clients of mine are Trump supporters. I mean, one client in particular is actually, like, somebody who's probably made stuff for you and me and many people. Works with.
When we are off record, you are going to tell me such.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So I can stop.
Amanda. Definitely made stuff for Amanda.
Yeah.
They love freaks. They love weirdos.
But they vote for Trump.
Yes, and they love
Trump. Who would love to annihilate the freaks and the weirdos?
Yeah. They love right. Trump. And they I mean, every time I see them, I'm like, I don't... Should I take your money? I mean, I give them... I've been giving them a deal for a long time, and I love their dog, but...
That's tough.
Yeah, it's hard. And, you know, there's more where that
Yeah, because
from.
You can't do that. You can't just, it's like the religious people saying they won't make a cake for
Exactly. No, and I was just thinking about this today. I was like, if I start doing that, it can go the other way. Yeah. And that's also like, I'm not giving you money, I'm taking your money. So
can
that
just,
feels okay.
In but. Your honor, can I just say, the week of the election, Rolling Stone magazine produced an article about sex workers who had to deal with the Republicans post-election and what they did with their Republican money.
Yeah, I've had a lot of complicated
donated it to, they, it was a nationwide donation to everything that Trump's against, like Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, etc. They donated money from, like, basically the Republicans stoked after the election, hired escorts, went to strip clubs, etc., got super stoked, threw down a bunch of coinage, and they took that coin and they put it towards Planned Parenthood and everything out of protest.
That's good.
And Rolling Stone magazine wrote an article about
every
sex workers protest. It sounds, yeah.
Every dollar these people pay me, I should donate to Planned Parenthood. I mean, that would be a good solution.
Yeah, then you could be homeless.
But they say that they love Planned Parenthood.
Well,
I mean, you know, their whole thing is like,
we're
fiscally conservative. I mean, whatever. It's crazy.
But on a practical level, you need to pay the rent, so...
I do, yes. I can't really be turning down money.
And you mentioned a good point before, if you didn't take their businesses, it'd be as bad as the people who aren't going to bake a cake for the... LGBTI people.
Right, and how is it different than canceling Uber? Like, I'm like choosing to not give these people my money, so why wouldn't I take these other
people's There's other ways money? You can affect change, I guess. So.
I don't know.
I think it takes all levels, like the kooky protesters and people
tying
themselves
to trees. They always have Fox News on when I'm there, like blasting in my face every day. I mean, for years. And they spout Fox News to me constantly. But, like, if you met them, you would be like, they're fabulous. I love them.
Yeah.
Like, they're total weirdos. They're fucking, like, you probably know them.
God, if you guys can only hear all the shit that gets talked about when the mic is
off.
That's the real show.
I mean, the thing is, like, at the end of the day, it's like, money is what's winning. Yes. I mean, these people like Trump because they think that Trump is going to allow them to have more money.
That's what's so funny is, like, they're like, oh, lower taxes and more jobs. I'm like, shitty lower taxes and shitty minimum wage jobs. Like,
but they don't,
that's what they're promising you.
They're
not getting you a CEO
they don't
job
see
somewhere.
That. Like, they're seeing, like, small business, like I mean, they're just looking at it. I mean, they're basically just like
one dimensional
regurgitating Fox News.
Yeah,
it's whatever you take in is what you put out.
Yeah,
true.
Face, how do you feel about all this?
I'm grateful to be amongst people who put love, peace, and mindfulness above everything else in life.
Here. And John Van Allen, how do you feel?
Like, it's actually, it's like a surreal comedy show. You know, it's the most unreal thing you can think of. This juvenile delinquent who's got a hold of this, like he snuck in and got hold of his mama's Twitter account, and he's spreading out all this shit. And the scary thing, he's in charge of the free world, so to speak, you know. So me, personally, I'm an optimist. I mean, if I didn't already say that before, I'm saying it now for the 10th time. I always try and, you know, look at the positive side of things, because I think that's the only viewpoint you can have, because having having a negative outlook is not going to fix anything. So, you know, we need to protest, we need
fuck
to
you.
Talk
to
each other.
Fuck you!
Get the fuck out of here!
No, but that's true. But
you
need, like, you need all levels. You need the people screaming.
I'm not saying, you know, hey, look, I've got my own radio show back home. It's Joy FM. Like, we're Australia's biggest LGBTIQ radio station. So half of our crew, we're out there protesting. Like, every time shit goes down, we're there, we're protesting, they're getting arrested. So change is happening across the whole world. And, you know, you've got this fucking Islamophobia going on, and they're like, oh, we don't want the Muslims. But I'm like, okay, so what? There's one asshole Muslim that blew up, whatever. Yeah. But you know what? How many Christians did the same shit, and how many Jews did the same shit? There's evil, nasty people out there the whole world over.
There's an asshole in every fucking group for everybody.
Go online
and Wikipedia, like, wars and the amount of people killed in each war. Yeah. You'll find that taking over the United States was the largest massacre ever. It went on for years and years and years, and hundreds of thousands of people were killed, Native American Indians.
Right.
That was the biggest massacre of all time, and that was done by the fucking Christians. So,
okay, look, Australia, we had our own massacre, the Aboriginals.
Yes, the Aboriginals, disgusting. They were shot like animals.
You know that and see. Like, what they've done is actually horrific. I won't go into it. Every country, any advanced civilization taking over a lesser civilization...
Yeah, but aren't we past that? Shouldn't we be not trying to take over
of course we're not past
and live together? You know, like, appreciate each other's diversity?
I wouldn't even call it a lesser civilization. I would call it an organic civilization.
You know the point that I'm making. I'm saying technologically less advanced. You know, maybe not spiritually, but the point is history is there as evidence. Anyway, how do I feel about the whole thing? It's certainly fucked up. I mean, and we look at it as this horrible comedy show. Like, the tweets this guy makes, as soon as somebody says something bad about him, bang.
But you know what? He never answers my tweets, and I say the best stuff. I'm not famous enough, that's why.
It absolutely doesn't
get him any press.
Julia Jeske harasses him on his tweets, too. It's hilarious.
But it's like, somebody, there's a bad article about him, some TV show, like Saturday Night Live, Eric Baldwin. You're making fun of me.
President in history has ever
tried. But somebody who comments on such a visceral knee-jerk reaction, you think, hang on, this guy's got his finger on the button, he's changing policy. If he's that cavalier and that freaking unhinged to reply so gallantly over a tweet, what sort of a policy is he going to affect
across
the free world? Transgender rights, free trade, fill in the blanks, all this other shit that's going to actually have material impact on people's lives. So like I said, I'm an optimist, and I just hope that it's not going to last the whole four years. Something is going to happen. I read this article about impeachment versus impeachment versus
assassination.
Even
if it's impeachment, we're still going to have troubles.
Yeah.
I pray for the nation's first double impeachment. Amen.
But I think you've got to remember, with social media, as quick as something gets out there, now they were talking about trying to make the president's tweet part of the official record as well. But I think he'll hang himself by his own noose. Who knows? I'm not sure how this is going to play out.
Pence right behind him.
He's a bigger nightmare.
That's what I said. I pray for the first.
The whole crew, the whole monster crew, is like the villains of every comic book, all in one.
I think there's going to come a slow dawning realization of how actually deep shit you guys and the rest of us are all in. Because how quickly did he, you know, this change about the borders, not letting the, you know, he says it's not Muslim or religion based, but let's call a spade, it totally is, you know. And all this policy was already affected before, you know, that D-Day dropped and all the borders got shut down. That was already organized, well planned. What else have they got planned that we don't know that's coming up?
That's what I try to tell the fucking idiot.
You know, they took down the LGBTI pages, they took down the global warming pages, so not to end the show on a heavy note, but like I said...
We're still in the show.
Oh, okay, we're halfway through.
Yeah.
But like I said, look, for everything dark, there's always something light. So me personally, I'm an optimist. So I can only see the good in the future. I just hope it's there.
One thing, he's not as orange as he used to be.
That's true.
Oh my God.
I don't know what to say anymore, other than the fact that, you know, everyone in my world feels the same way about Trump, and we're all very different, you know. And I think that to have a president who's going to lump everybody in these different boxes and, oh, all Muslims are this, all Mexicans are that. It's like we're repressing 100 years, you know. We're going backwards instead of forwards, and we were moving forward so nicely.
He talked about
Obama.
The good old days. He said the good old days. Remember back in the good old days?
Oh, yeah, lynchings.
And they said drag them off their seats. And,
Yeah.
Good old days.
And when women didn't have a right to their own bank account. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same era.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, right now, you know, small things are happening, but as long as people are fighting them and there's still people, you know, we still are a democracy, so hopefully there's still good people out there that are fighting in
office.
Yeah,
that's the thing. As fast acting as social media is, we've got, you know, people, you know, hopefully can get together and protest and change, and I don't know, we'll see what difference it makes. You know?
If not,
and
really.
I have a crazy question to ask everybody
you?
Here
something
right now.
Something crazy?
Yeah. Something crazy. Everyone here has been on stage in front of an audience. Yeah. I can tell. I see your faces. You've all been in front of a live audience. I want to know your most horrific stage hour or time that you have been on stage, starting with John Van Allen. Have you been on stage and have like a totally terrifying time?
Well, I think, was it New Year's Day, and I was doing this song, and my sound engineer fucked up, and I was singing, I was in Times Square, oh, no, hang on, that was Mariah Carey.
Oh, shit! Oh. Poor girl, oh my God.
No, look, me personally, like, I've been performing since I was in primary school for like 34 years.
Holy fuckballs, I know.
And I think I'm proud to say that I haven't had a horrible stage experience. I mean, just the normal, you know,
glitches.
Yeah, just the normal thing. Like, you know, I used to be in bands back in the 90s and we'd do these tours across Australia and they'd just throw us into a nightclub, no sound check and just the usual stuff. But no, I haven't really had any horror stories, no. Just love and peace and happiness.
Well, I have this cat number. Like, it's a kind of a geeky number.
Before I say this, I want
to
preface for our listeners that Sequin at Janesville is a prime performer. For her to have a snafu is
10 times
rare.
I have a lot.
Ten
here, I'll give you
rare.
Three choices.
Tenderloin rare.
Do you want to hear the
so
cyclops?
This is like a super
okay,
scoop.
There's a cyclops,
okay,
snafu, a fly, or a cat. So pick one of those three.
Go.
You have to choose.
I'm going to let you pick.
No.
Wait, what's my choices?
Cyclops, cat, or fly.
Cyclops
cat, full blown.
No, there's cyclops, cat.
Or cat.
Or fly.
Well,
cyclops.
I want cats.
Cyclops.
Wait, he wants cats, though.
No, I'm just saying, you know, full circle, right?
Bring cats.
Cats. Okay, so... I have this number where it's like I do this whole opera thing, and my whole face is covered in cat fur. It's like, so I can't really see or breathe or anything. Really, and I like do this whole thing, but then at the end, like I swallow a goldfish. So I had practiced, like the first time I did it, I've now devised a much better method, but at the time, I'd practiced swallowing goldfish a bunch of times. I know I'm a vegetarian, it's really hypocritical.
I know you're totally
anything for the arts,
it's for
anything
art. So I'd practiced it a bunch of times and I'd got it down so I could swallow the goldfish. And I talked to other people that swallowed goldfish and I all figured out.
Okay, you swallow goldfish.
So then I sent my girlfriend at the time to buy me the goldfish right before. And she went to this sketchy place in Chinatown and she bought these like giant goldfish.
Oh shit.
The jumbo ones.
Like, so you're done your
goal. It was great. Oh, like, I had this whole moment. I was like, dangling of my mouth and the goldfish tube was flapping around. It was like really effective. But then I like put it in my mouth and then like once it was in my mouth I realized I couldn't swallow it because it's so
much. Oh no.
So I basically like choked on the goldfish on stage.
Gagged him.
And then it fell out of my mouth and it was like flopping around.
Oh girl.
So I had to stomp on it?
Fuck.
Well, you know, the positive part is your girlfriend really had faith in your oral skills. So.
She really did.
She really
did.
Yes.
That'd be
oh my God.
And then I ended up, I'm not sure what happened. Somehow I potted up
honey.
And pretended to swallow it.
Oh baby. Let me tell you.
Well, it was a happy ending for the
when
goldfish.
When they sent me to London and they had me do their VIP at the box, I had a masturbation piece that was a white, holy...
Oh, once I got an egg... Like
religious piece. And...
story.
The whole point was I was all in white and gave out white flowers and I go on stage and it was to Patti Smith's Spell, which is
a song.
Recitation of Allen Ginsberg's... right. While that's going on, I'm backstage. They're about to announce me. And the thing is that the whole point is I masturbate and, like, God's cum comes flying out of my mouth at the end of the piece. And my secret was sweetened condensed milk in a can.
Delicious. Mm.
I learned this because I love Thai food. And that is the secret of most Thai iced coffee is mm-hmm. that there's that sweet in the smoke, you know. So that gave me inspiration.
For God's blood.
Right.
Makes sense.
God's cum. Yeah.
Oh, cum, right.
Yeah.
You seek God's blood.
Look at you. Sorry. So I took, because it's canned, I assumed it was fine for months on end. And I opened the can, and just before Raven O announced me in London in the VIP room to do this piece, I opened the can and I poured it in my mouth and I realized it was rancid.
Oh.
And it was too late because it was just being announced to go on stage. And I had to give a beatific smile and pass out all the white roses. And then I'm supposed to go on stage and masturbate till I come and the whole thing comes flying out of my mouth. Meanwhile, the whole time I'm realizing that there is rancid...
Jesus cum in your mouth.
Exactly.
Well, that was more realistic,
I think. Oh my fucking God. It was the worst thing ever. I still, to this day... I can't do that piece.
Try getting shit on your nose.
But that doesn't stop the bitch from tossing salad today.
Right? Yes.
You can't do it anymore, but she can, honey. She's a survivor.
So when I hear your story, I totally relate.
Oh, shit.
Right. I'll never look at sweet condensed milk again.
Well,
the same
time
way.
Flies.
Ever again. Ever, ever,
time
ever.
Time flies when you're talking about cum, shit, and goldfish.
Inside. Goldfish shit.
Oh. Well, everybody, gross. Raise a glass and give a toast. Empty or not?
Cheers.
Empty.
We are all here.
One of the most interesting shows ever.
My heavy-handed whore.
Thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Please go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge and help keep commercial-free independent radio alive.